I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baltimore Ravens getting ready to take on the Cincinnati Bengals for the second time in 3 weeks. If you recall, and I'm sure you do, the Bengals took care of business at M&T Bank Stadium of Baltimore on Thanksgiving night, 32-14, a horrible, horrible game for the Baltimore Ravens, a game in which, man, they turned the ball over a ton in that football game against the Bengals. Very uncharacteristic at the time. Committed 5 turnovers. Is that the key to beating the Bengals this time around, in your opinion, Ed? Cutting back on the turnovers, or would it take more?
That would be a start. Yeah, the turnovers, that can't happen. But yeah, I do believe they could beat the Bengals. They didn't turn the ball over. They were just so awful in that game. I mean, that was by far, I think, Lamar's the worst game of his career. So, yeah, I think if they wouldn't turn the ball off, they can't beat the Bengals. The Bengals aren't that good. I mean, this is the problem. Just because they humiliated the Ravens at home doesn't mean that they're a good team.
6-7.
6-7.
That's the Ravens' record. So maybe they're not that good either.
Perhaps.
Is there a chance that Derrick Henry only gets 5 carries in the first half of this game?
No.
That's not true.
There's always a chance with this crew.
Turnovers aside, I thought it was bad offensive game plan, Jeremy, in that football game.
Everything was bad. Like you had time to get ready for this game. You had extra time. You had the worst defense on a short week. You had a quarterback coming back from a significant injury to his foot wearing a steel plate over it. The other team's missing their 2 best defensive players. They're missing one of their best wide receivers. Hey, why don't we just go in and score 14 points and forget about the running game? And everybody's like, well, their pass defense is terrible. So is the run defense. It may be even worse. So I don't know why you're not coming out running the football. And I wouldn't be shocked if they came out and threw it on the first 3 possessions.
The pass defense is horrible, but they gave up 5.6 yards of carry to the Baltimore Ravens, who only ran the ball 22 total times in that game. 10 by Derrick Henry, by the way, who was averaging 6 yards a carry.
And that game wasn't out of hand until late when they got the whoopsies and kept turning the damn ball over.
Yeah, it was 9-7 at halftime. That's giving up 9 points. I mean, 12-7 at halftime. I'm sorry. Gave up 9 points in the second quarter. There's too many times that I've scratched my head about the offensive game plan by this football team. I thought the game plan was good Sunday, but that wasn't good enough to win because the Steelers couldn't run the ball at all and still won the game. Bad teams find ways to lose. You said Scott Garcelle used to always say, good teams don't get embarrassed on primetime TV and come back and lay an egg again.
Yep.
They got embarrassed on primetime TV and didn't come back and they didn't look good.
Can I tell you the funniest thing is that the Ravens are favored in Cincinnati this weekend.
Yeah.
And the look ahead line for the Patriots. Ravens are favored over the Patriots.
The Patriots. Somebody still believes in this team.
If the numbers are telling you this is what it's supposed to be, even after seeing it's this bad, then whose fault is this? Like, where is this falling? You can lay it at the players' feet. A lot of this is going to come down to the coaches. How are you giving this much talent and this is how they're performing?
Yeah.
And you can look at it any way you want across the board, whether it's Harbaugh or the assistants. Like, what is going on?
And I said before, I think, you know, the ingredients that this team is given, the coaching staff is given, you've got to be better. Something's wrong.
Look, they made the right move by trading Oweh and getting Gilman because it made this defense better. Oweh has 5 sacks with the Chargers in 8 games.
How? What happened?
What are they doing different than you did?
You know what's going to happen? They're going to re-sign him. He's going to become the guy that we thought he could be.
It happens sometimes with these late developing pass rushers, though. We've seen it here where Paul Kruger all of a sudden figures it out and he's in a contract year and you're like, I can't pay this guy. You know, whether you want to talk about Za'Darius Smith or who are some of the other guys that we had here that kind of took off and, oh, do you want to sign Adelius Thomas? Do you want to sign Terrell Suggs? You know, like they've had these situations with decent pass rushers that kind of figure it out either towards the end of that contract and then you ultimately got to make decisions.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Ravens getting ready to take on the Cincinnati Bengals. And I know it seems like we were just here not too long ago against this Bengals football team on Thanksgiving night. Are you surprised? It seems kind of awkward because they have the Bengals and the Steelers all crunched up in the last, 6 weeks of the year?
Is it six or is it, I mean, either way, in the second half of the season, you play them 4 times.
I think 4 of the last. Yeah, the only other teams they have other than those guys are the Patriots and the
Packers.
It's Bengals, Steelers, Patriots, Packers, Steelers.
Yeah. That's stupid.
That's dumb, man.
Who made this schedule? Dumbasses.
That is very stupid, man. I don't understand that schedule, but nonetheless, that's what we have.
You know the caveat that they have you play a divisional game in week 18 now, as it is. At first, that always sounded like a great thing because you're going to have a divisional game at the end of the year. But like, what happens if these teams aren't close and now you have a game that you would love to showcase between two rivals in Pittsburgh and Baltimore or whatever, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, Baltimore and Cincinnati. You have those two rivals and we have them playing at the end of the year and then that game means nothing. You know, like, there's a very good chance that happens. More times than not, you're not in week 18 trying to figure out where you're going. You know you've won your division. I'm hosting a home playoff game. I win and I get in, whatever it may be. Right. Or, hey, are we resting our players because we can't move up or down in our seeding in the playoffs? I just think that,
I don't think Pittsburgh would be in a position to rest. The other day.
Nobody's saying that this year. Yeah. I'm saying I don't like setting the schedule up that way because it gets, like, we've seen too many times where week 18 doesn't matter.
Yeah. You think who would have not mattered for this year? Just kind of looking at the standings right now.
Patriots?
You think, okay, for them? You think they'll be that far ahead of the Bills?
Yeah. I mean, the Patriots would have to collapse right now. Bills get them this week, right? But the Patriots are coming off a bye?
Yeah. I think it'll matter in the North, AFC North, it'll matter.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll matter in the AFC South.
AFC West, it could matter.
AFC West, I think it will matter. I think it will. NFC East, I don't think it'll matter. Now, I don't know. The Eagles are sliding.
The Eagles are having trouble.
Yeah, they're sliding. They couldn't matter.
Yep.
This might not be the year to look at it, but there are other years where we had the Patriots where they locked up their division with 4 weeks left to go.
No. Yeah. I'm agreeing with you. I just think the point I was going to make is the league is so mediocre this year. I think you may get every division where it might matter. Because every division in the NFC is going to matter. I think the Eagles, the way they're falling, is going to matter.
Can the Broncos be caught by the Chargers or no?
Yeah, they can be. Yeah, it's 11-2 and 9-4. And look at the NFC West. 2 10-3 teams and a 9-4 team. Week 18 is going to matter in every division, maybe except for the AFC East. And I think there's a chance that it could matter there. 410-583-1057. I think that's an indictment on the mediocrity of the NFL right now.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.